given today by Dr. Naftali Lowenthal, Rita. It's Hey Marcheshvan Yom Aleph Parshas Lechacha and the Shir Il Nishmas Meir Talman Ben Moshe Yaakov Rav Shalom, one of my uncles.
Right, good morning.
Good morning.
So we are in Parshas Lech Lecha. And we're going to be looking at things relating to the Parsha. And first of all, I'd like to comment on a letter from the Chofetz Chaim. A letter written by the Chofetz Chaim, Zichron Livracha, was written in Tofresh Feites, 1929, called Maimer Das Torah.
1929.
29.
Yeah. 4 years before he died.
And he's speaking there about the idea that what the Chachomim say, La'olam yeshalish adam shenoisav. Person should divide his years into three. Shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'gemara. A third they should learn mikra, a third mishnah, and a third gemara. And then it says in the gemara, it asks the question, mi yoda kamachai? How do you know how long you're going to live? And they answer, no, every single day it should be shlish b'mikra. And then he begins discussing what does it mean, shlish b'mikra? And he brings from the Orchis Chaim of the Rosh, and he comes out with the idea, which in fact is an ancient idea, obviously, of learning every day Parshas HaShavua with Pirush Rashi. Learning on Sunday from the beginning till Sheni, and on Monday from Sheni to Shlishi, and so on, so that finally Shabbos Kodesh, one finishes the last Shir in the Chumash. Now, that is a concept which is widely spread, and many people do that, and particularly in Chabad, there's the idea of Chumash, Tehillim, and Tanya. Now, I'd like to read some comments that the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe said concerning the Shiurim now during this month, when we are coming from Parshas Noach to Parshas Lech Lecha. So he says the following interesting thing, just 1 second, sorry. In the first years of the time of the Alter Rebbe, that's Reb Shneur Zalman. Reb Shneur Zalman passed away in 1812. So in the first years of his leadership, he said in public, Men bedarf leben mit der Zeit. We have to live with the times. Now, that's a very striking thing, because when he was living already, it was the time of the Enlightenment, and the very opposite, live with the times. Live with the time. We have to live with Mesoris, the tradition passed down from Har Sinai. We're not living with the times. So then they found out through his brother, the Reb Shneur Zalman had a very learned brother, author of Shaydis HaTshuvas, Reb Yehuda Leib, Maharil. So they found out from him what he meant was living with the times means living with the Parshas HaShavua. We've got to live with the Parshas HaShavua. So when it's this Parsha, that Parsha, we live with it. And this relates also to the idea of learning Parshas HaShavua every day. It's not simply something we hear three times a week and then on Shabbos Kodesh, but it is every single day we're living with the Parsha and we're getting a lesson from the Parsha. So, continuing that, the Friedrich Rebbe, commenting on this, said, Bereshis is a Freilich Sedrum. Bereshis is a happy Sedrum, mostly, except the ending is a problem. when it's getting ready for the mabul. Then we have noyach, that's the mabul. But there's a freilich ha-soifvach, there's a happy end to the week. What's the end to the week? Geboren Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is born. That's wonderful. The true freilich ha-vach is Parshas Lech Lecha. That's what we're in now. Yom Rishon, Parshas Lech Lecha. Alle Tag von dem Woch, every single day of the week, we live with Avram Avinu, the first, welcher hat sich Moise Nefesh gewein, auf Mephasim sein Gettlichkeit auf der Welt. He was the first person to be Moise Nefesh, to spread Gettlichkeit, awareness of Hashem in the world. Und sein Mesiris Nefesh, and his Mesiris Nefesh, hat Avram Avinu übergegeben bei Yerusha, to all the Yidden. He gave over an inheritance to all of us.
Who's that quote from again?
Now this is from the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe. It is from...
Yosef
Yitzchok? Yes, Yosef Yitzchok. It's a sicha he said in Tovshin Beis. Tovshin Beis. That's 1941.
Ooh, and that wasn't a happy time.
That wasn't a happy time, you're right. But nonetheless, at every opportunity, when we learn Torah, Divrei Torah are nechama to us. So therefore, I thought we would have a little look at Avraham Avinu, and we have in front of us a page from the Rambam Hilchos Avodah Zarah. In the Rambam Hilchos Avodah Zarah, we have the life story of Avraham Avinu, which is a very interesting thing, and I propose us studying it together. Now, in order to get the context, I think we'll begin at the beginning of the Perek, and which in fact is the beginning of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, and then we will be able to see Avraham Avinu in context. So let's study this together from the beginning of Perek Rishon, from Mishneh Torah, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Avodas Kochom B'chukosem. Aleph. B'mei Enosh, in the days of Enosh, Tov B'nei Odom Toz Godl. People made a very great mistake. V'niv'ara Atzes Chachomim Oysa Ado, Chachmei Oysa Ado, and the ideas of the sages, so to speak, of that generation went completely wrong. And Enosh Atzmai was one of those who made a mistake. And this was the mistake they made. They said, since Elohim created stars and the spheres in which the stars run in order to conduct the world and put them in the heights and gave them honor and they are the servants which serve before Hashem, it's right to praise them and to glorify them and to give them honor. Okay? So in other words, Hashem has set up various channels of influence in the universe so that there should be an influence of energy, spiritual energy, flowing into the world through different channels, through the different mazalas. But that's all Hashem. It's Hashem giving the energy through those different channels. Mazal this for that, mazal that for the other. So they thought, well, since this energy is coming through this and this channel, it would be right for us to give honor to those channels. And they thought that was the will of Hashem, to exalt and honor these instruments. Just as a king who has princes, and he wants those princes to be honored as well. So since this idea occurred to them, they began to build to the stars, they began to build temples and to offer in them offerings and to praise them and to bow down to them. And they all thought that this was the way that they would get the will of Hashem, but it was a complete mistake. And this is the basis of Avodah Zarah, Avodas Kochavim. And that's what the people used to say. Not they said that there's no God except this star, because they believed in Hashem at the beginning. And that's what Yirmiyahu says. Mi lo yiro'acha melech hagoyim. Who doesn't fear you, king of the nations, Everyone recognizes you, Hashem, are exalted. But nonetheless, this is what happened, and they went on with this folly. And then he goes on in Sif Beis to explain how, after the time went on, then there were false prophets. And they said that God commanded them to serve this star in this way, and that star in that way. And they began offering up all kinds of different offerings, and they built different kinds of temple, and they made images to bow to. And all the people, and the women, and the children, and everyone, they were bowing down to these Avodas Kochavim. And so, and in this way, they began making images in temples and under trees and on the tops of mountains and on hills, and they would gather there and they would say over the page, they would say to all the people, this is the image which does good or does bad, and you should serve it and you should fear it. And they had priests and who were telling them all about this. And then other liars stood up, and they began saying that the star itself, or the angel itself, spoke to them and said, serve me in this and this way. And this spread through the world to serve these different idols in this way. And so what happened? This is the second line in the wider lines. Near the end of the line, V'chiven she'olchu ha'yomim, as time went on, nishtakach Hashem ha'nichbod v'anoira. They forgot completely all about Hashem. At the beginning, they thought that the Avodah Zarah was actually a channel of energy coming from Hashem, but it's right to honor the channel of energy just the same way that a king has a minister, so you have to be respectful to the minister and bow down to the minister. But now they forgot about Hashem altogether. They've just got the statue in the temple, and that's what they're serving. A terrible thing. And so they didn't recognize Hashem at all. And so it meant that all the people of the land and the women and the children don't know anything except the wooden idol or stone idol and this palace made of the idolatrous temple. And so this is how they were brought up from childhood to bow down to this image and to serve it and to swear in its name. And the wiser people who were in that time, they were the priests of these idols, and they thought that there's no God apart from these stars and these spheres and these different images which has been made. But Avutzur Olamim, the creator of the world, no one was thinking about him, no one recognized him, no one knew him, except a few individuals, Chanuch, Mesushelach, Noach, Shem, Eva. And in this way, the world went on until the pillar of the world was born. And that's Avraham Avinu. Right, Avraham Avinu was born the end of last week's Parsha. Now we have the Rambam's description of the life of Avraham Avinu. That's Os Gimel. Kimon Shenigmel, as soon as he was weaned, this great pillar, Eson Zeh, Hischil the Shoitet Bedaito, he began thinking in his mind, V'hu Kotten, he was still a child, V'hischil Lachshoy, V'yoyim V'layla, he began to think day and night, V'hoyot Tomi, he was wondering, Hayech Efshah Sheyia Galgal Azeh Noyek Tomit. How is it possible that this sphere, in other words, the sphere in which the sun, the moon, the stars are in a sphere, or different spheres, which are going round the earth, how is it possible that it can move all the time, V'lo Yeh Lo Manhik, and it doesn't have someone moving it? U'mi Yisaveh Boisoy, who is moving it? It's impossible that it should turn itself round by itself. There must be a force which is making it go round. He didn't have any teacher. He had no one to tell him anything. He was sunk in this shtetl, among the idolaters, the stupid idolaters, V'aviv ve'imai and his parents, v'chol ha'am, the whole nation, the whole people, ovdei kochavim, they were serving idols. V'hu ovdei imayim, and they took him along as well. He was also doing with them. But v'liboi mashoitet, his heart was wandering. U'mevin, and beginning to understand. This is, it began off, it said, as soon as he was weaned, right, from being a little child, he's beginning to think and wonder and understand Ad shehisig derech ha'emes, till he realized the true path. Ve'hevin kav hatzedek, he understood the path of truth, mitfunosai hanachoina, from his correct understanding. Ve'yoda, and he realized sheyesh shom elokai echad, there is one God. V'hu maniga galgal, and he turns the wheels of existence. V'hu bora hakol, and he created everything. He worked that out, that must be. And elsewhere, the Rambam explains how you couldn't be two gods or more than one, there could only be one. And that one God is the creator of everything and is keeping everything going all the time. It's a very interesting point.
He said, who is the Baal HaBir HaZeh?
Absolutely right. There's a beautiful midrash. Thank you very much. There is a beautiful midrash that Avraham Avinu saw. Now, there are two ways of touching it. Bira Dolekes. Does it mean a palace which is burning or a palace which is shining with beautiful lights? So you could say the palace which is shining with beautiful lights, there's the sun, there's the moon, there's the stars, there's all the other aspects of nature. Who is the Baal HaBira? Who is the owner of this palace? And then Hashem spoke to him and said, I am the master of the palace. Lech lecha me'atzecha.
Because you're looking for me, you found me.
Yes. But the Rambam emphasizes Avraham Avinu's finding Hashem by himself. That he worked out rationally that there must be one God who is infinite, who created everything and is the source of everything. Ve'ein b'chol ha'nimtza elokai chutz mimeno, and in the whole of existence there's no God apart from him. Ve'yoda, and he realized, he knew, shekol ha'olam toyim, that the whole world is making a mistake. Ve'dova shegorim lehem tozeh, and he realized what had made them make this mistake. She'ovdim es ha'kochavim, they serve these stars, es hatzuras, and these images. Ad she'ovod the emes b'daiton, until they'd completely forgotten the truth about the existence of God. And it was when he was 40 that he really finally fully understood Hashem. Now we've got a
midrash there. Some say he's three or something.
Look at the Ravad. Hasogas HaRavad. Uben Aboim Shono Hike Avram Es Boiroi Omer Avram. Yesh Agoda, there's an Agoda which says Ben Shloi Shonim, that he was 3 years old. As it says in the Pasuk, Ekev Asher Shom Avram Bekoili, and the minion of Ekev is 172, and 172, he passed away when he was 175. So for 172 years, he'd been listening to Hashem's voice. That means from the age of 3 onwards. But the MS is, this fits with what the Rambam is saying, because the Rambam says as soon as he was weaned, he began thinking. So he came to a certain level of understanding of Hashem from the age of 3, but then this deepened and deepened and deepened. Knowledge of Hashem is something which deepens and intensifies all our lives. And in fact, absolutely, very beautiful point. That we only really appreciate the depths of the teachings that come to us till we're 40. And the emes is, we go on learning all our life, and we see with Avraham Avinu in his life, he went through many nisyonos, when he was much older than 40. And each time he came to a deeper and deeper awareness and closeness to Hashem. Now, what does he do now? Okay, you've realized the truth. There's a world of falsehood, the Alma de Shikra, all around you, a false world. What do you do? Now, you see, there's a choice. You could say, it's terrible, I'm going to keep away from all these Rishoyim who are serving Avodah Zarah, and as a result of them serving Avodah Zarah, they're doing the most disgusting things, offering their children up as sacrifices, other things like that. Or you could decide, what's the other choice?
Keep quiet. What are the choices?
Well, one is keep quiet, the other is change the world. Change the world, do something about it. Now, Kivan Shehikiva Yoda Vyoda, as soon as he realized and knew the truth, Hischil Lahoshiv Tshuvas Al Bnei Or Kasdim, he began presenting questions and challenging them of the people of his town, Or Kasdim. V'larech dinimoim, he made arguments with them. V'loimer, she'ein zu derech emes, you're not going on the right way. Sha'atem holchim bo, the way you're going. V'shiber hatzomim, as the Midrash tells us, smash the idols. V'hischil lo'idia lo'om, and he began telling people, she'ein roi la'avoid ela lelakai ha'olam, one should only serve the God of the world, v'loi roi l'ishtachavos, only to him is it fitting to bow down, or l'hakriv, and to offer up, or l'naseich, and to give nesochim, k'dei she'yakiru kol abruim aboim, so that all created things in the future, they should recognize only God. The Roy, and he told the people that it's fitting, La Abedu L'Shaber, we should smash Kol Atzuras, all these images, all these idols, Kadesh Shaloi Yitu Behen Kol Om, so that people won't go astray after them. K'moy Elu Shem Adamim, like those people who think, She'ein Shom Elekai Ela Elu, who think that they are only, these are the only God. Now, so given Shagova Aleim B'Ra'oisov, once he was challenging them with these strong proofs, they got very angry. Bikesh HaMelech LaHogoy, the king wanted to kill him. And there was a miracle. V'yotzo L'choron, he went out of Ur-Kazim and he went to Choron. And there, V'hischil Lamoid, he began, he set himself up, V'likroi B'kol Godel, calling in a loud voice, L'chol Ha'olam, to everyone, that there's one God for the whole world. You should be serving him. And he would go and call to people, the Makabitzom, and gather people from one city to another, one kingdom to another, till he reached Eretz Canaan on the direction of Hashem. And he's calling to the people. Shenema veyikro shom b'shem Hashem. He called there in the name of Hashem. Al tikra b'shem Hashem keil olam. And we have a midrash. Al tikra veyikro ela veyakri. It's not just that he called on the name of Hashem, the God of the universe, but he got other people to call. He made a mizbeach. And people said, what is this Mizbeach? He said, this Mizbeach is for the great God who created the whole universe and he runs everything in the world. They said, really? I thought it was this idol or that idol or that idol. No, no, no. There's only one God. You should smash all the idols. Forget the idols. And they were listening to him. V'kimen shahoyu ha'om iskab tzimelov. Since the people were gathering to him, v'shoyin loy al dvarov, and they were asking him about all these different ideas, he was informing all of them as he understood, until that group of people, he moved them onto the path of truth, until they gather to him, alofim uravovois, thousands and myriads, vehem anshe beis Avram. These were the people who were inspired by Avram. V'shosol belibam ha'ika ha'godol, and he planted in them this great principle, Hazer, v'chibah by Svarim, and he wrote Svarim about it. For example, Sefer Yetzirah, Meyuchas Lavram Avinu, v'haidia liYitzchak benoi, and he taught Yitzchak, and similarly with Yitzchak, we'll just finish the Perek since we're close, v'yeshev Yitzchak melamed umazhir. Yitzchak also sat and taught and warned and guided. V'Yitzchak adir liYaakov. Yitzchak taught Yaakov. U'minei lelamed. He appointed him to be a teacher as well. V'Yoshev melamed u'machzib kol anil v'melov. And he should also guide all the people around him. V'Yaakov avinu lomed bonov kulam. And he taught all his children. V'Hivdil Levi. And he appointed Levi. He gave him a special role. U'minei u'roish. Made him the head. V'hoshiva b'yeshiva lelamed derech Hashem. He put him in yeshiva to teach the way of Hashem and to guard the mitzvahs of Avraham. And he commanded his children that they shouldn't stop from B'nai Levi, a leader after leader, teacher after teacher in the generations, so that the teaching should never be forgotten. And so this went on among the children and grandchildren of Yaakov and all who came close to them. And there was a whole people who knew Hashem. Till time went on and Yisrael were in Mitzrayim. And then they became influenced by the actions of the Mitzrayim. And they began serving idols like the Mitzrayim. Except for Shevet Levi, who stood by the mitzvah of their ancestors of going back to Avram. And Shevet Levi never served Avodah Kochavim. And soon then there was that principle that Avram had planted was being uprooted. And the Bnei Yaakov were going back into the folly of the whole world. And from the love of Hashem to us, he guarded us and kept this shvur that he made to Avram Avinu. And he took Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rav of all the Navim, and sent him. And as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu began prophesying, in the name of Hashem, that Boch Hashem Yisrael, Hashem chose the Eden and as a Nachala, and he crowned us with the mitzvahs, and he taught them the way to serve Hashem and how we should, what we should do about Avodah Zarah and all those who go astray after it. And this is the introduction to Hilchas Avodah Zarah, where he gives a whole expression about what to do with Avodah Zarah. Now, so there we see. Obviously, in the Sedra, we have this reflected in Parshas Lech Lecha. So, right at the beginning of the Parsha,
that's what it's called, Avram Ivri. Hashem on one side, he's one side, and the rest of the world.
Absolutely, absolutely, yes, and his ability to stand up against the whole world. That's. That is this wonderful power. Now, at the beginning of the Sedra, Hashem is telling Avram to go from and to go to the land which he'll tell him. And Rashi comments that you see the it's not actually in Rashi, but Asher Areka. Is it that Hashem is going to go to the land which I will show you, or go to the land where I will show you transitively? I will reveal you. And there is the moshel of the flask of beautiful perfume, which when it's standing still, you don't smell the perfume. But then when you start shaking it around and you bring it into a different place, so the perfume wafts everywhere, and the perfume is the Emunah in Hashem. That's the Emunah in Hashem, revealing Hashem. And then it says, and here we have in Posuk Hey, Vayikach Avram es Sarai Ishtai ves Loit ben Ochiv. So Avram took Sarai and Loit, his nephew, ves Kodu Chushom, ves HaNefesh Asher Osu B'Choron. The souls whom they had made in Choron. So Rashi says, Shehichnisen Tachas Kanfei HaShchina. This means the people he'd gathered under the wings of the Shekhinah. Avraham Megayeres Hanoshim. Avraham was talking to the men. V'Sarai Megayeres Hanoshim. And Sarai was teaching the women. And the Pasuk considers it as if they'd created them. So therefore, we have here in the Pasuk the idea that the Rambam is talking about the way in which Avraham and Sarai together were working to spread this teaching of one God to the people around them. And we have later on Pasuk Ches, where he's already in the land of Canaan. Vayivin Shom Mizbeach Hashem, Vayikro B'Shem Hashem, and he called on the name of Hashem, and the Midrash says, Al Tikro Vayikro Elo Vayakri, it means he was getting other people to call on the name of Hashem and making people aware of Hashem in this wonderful way. Now, a person might well feel, Ma li l'tzara hazois. You know, one's living in a difficult time, and Avraham Avinu wasn't even Yidden. It was non-Jews. It was Arabs. It was he was communicating Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach to non-Jews. So a person might feel, Shalom alei nafshi. It's look, I'll try and keep the mitzvahs of the Torah. We're living in a very problematic time, our own time as well, all kinds of problematic issues. And looking at the Jewish people, so many people are not frum. So we have a very interesting Gemara in the fifth Perek of Shabbos, Nun Dalad Omed Beis. Parasoi Shel Rabbi Elozar ben Azariah. The Mishnah tells us the Rabbi Elozar ben Azariah had a para, had a cow that used to go out with a ribbon between its horns. Rabbi Elozar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elozar ben Azariah had a cow that used to go out with a ring between its horns. Shaloi b'ritzoin chachomim, not according to the will of the chachomim. That's what the Mishnah says. What a shocking thing! A great tana, and he's doing something which is l'chaira, seems like an avera. So then the Gemara says, what do you mean? He had only one cow. He was an enormously wealthy man. He had many, many cows. No, no, no. It wasn't his. Eile shel shcheinosoi hoisa. It was his neighbor's cow. Umetoich shaloi micha ba. And because he didn't protest in any way, the neighbor had the cow and the cow went with a ribbon between its horns, and Rabbi Elozar ben Azariah didn't do anything about it. He didn't stop it. Nikreis al shmoi. Therefore, it's called on his name as if he himself was doing it. Now the Gemara then gets, now that's a very famous Gemara, everyone knows. The Gemara then goes on in a very interesting way. Call me she'efsha limchois la'anshe beisoi. Anyone who's got the power to reprove the people of his household, v'loy micha, and he didn't do so, if he could have put them right, they're going wrong. They're doing something wrong. The people of his household, of his family, and he is not doing something to stop them, nitpas al anshe beisoi. He's blamed for what his own family, his household, is doing. Rashi says, nitpas, nana shal aveiras shebiyodam. He's punished for their aveiras. Very harsh. Then the Gemara goes on. Ba'anshe iroi. Now, the people of your own family, okay, you're the head of the family, the father, you got a responsibility, wife, children, einiklach, how are they behaving? But then it says the people of your city, ba'anshe iroi, and the same thing. If you've got the power to do something about your city and you don't do anything, nitpas al anshe iroi, You're blamed for what the people of the city do. We've got an acharias for the whole city.
That's a big if, though.
And then it goes on, b'chol ha'olam kuloi. If you could have an influence on the whole world, and you don't use it, nitbas al kol ha'olam kuloi, then we're blamed for that. Now, it's Rashi says, for example, in the whole of the Jewish people, like a king or a nasi who is able to make laws and force people. Well, the interesting thing is, we live in a generation where people can have a very, very wide sphere of influence without having any official position. A person can write a book which becomes a bestseller, and the book is telling people to go this way or to go that way. People can run a website. People can do a WhatsApp. There are all kinds of ways. You can run an advertising campaign. It's possible for us to change the consciousness of people.
Letter to the Times.
That's right. That's the traditional method. So in that sense, the idea is that we should see the example of Avraham Avinu. That Avraham Avinu was a person, he was one person. And now, this is the interesting thing. You see, what about Shem and Eva? Shem and Eva, they were at the same time as Avraham Avinu, and they were worshipping Hashem. The difference is that they couldn't see any way to do anything about it. Yeah, it's the Ravid. It's the second Ravid on the page. The second Ravid on the page discusses the situation of Shem and Eva. They were there, they believed in Hashem, they had the right derech, but they didn't see a possibility of doing anything. If anyone would come to their yeshiva, they would teach them. Wonderful. But Avraham Avinu said, we've got to do something, we've got to make a stand. He broke the tzlamim, he broke the idols, he challenged people, he discussed with them, he argued with them. And he went among people and he convinced them that there is one Hashem. And that power, that dedication, that is the special quality of Avraham Avinu. Now we all are the children, the descendants of Avraham Avinu. We have as Yerusha from him the power to be dedicated to Hashem, as he showed us in his 10 Nisyonos, and also we have the power to see that if there is something of burning importance, we too have to try to communicate that, certainly among Am Yisrael, among the Jewish people, and also in the sense that the Rambam later on in the Rambam says we're even responsible to communicate Sheven Mitzvahs Bnei Noach to the non-Jews around us. So we are the inheritors of Avraham Avinu. I wish you a very freilich havach, living with Avraham Avinu every day of the week.
Amen. Amen.